words.
Right. A quick stick on what we said yesterday. Right. So first of all, we started with reading a Sefer Torah, rolling up a Sefer Torah, and we said that Lechayra, to make a knot on both more than 24 hours is problematic. So ideally one shouldn't do that. Unless it's a Torah mitzvah, one holds that's the best way to keep the Sefer Torah safe, then one will be allowed to do it. Otherwise Lechayra, one shouldn't do it. One should have a mind to undo on Matz Shabbos, and then do on Matz Shabbos again. If there's no other way, and it's difficult to do, then the possible maker, it looks like, to say that Tzurich Mitzvah is Mutter. And we said, if it's there for a long time, what we said, a Potter Sefer Torah, which you're going to leave, let's say, for half a year, that could really be more serious, Shaz, Hashad, Keshash, Shikayom, and that could be worse. Okay. Then we spoke yesterday, very interesting. I've tried to remember this a bit today. And we spoke about, see here, we spoke about these things that they serve at these functions, let's say the moshav, where you make a kesher on top of carrots using food. So many of you asked this yesterday, what's the takeh pshat? The Rambam holds that by even machal behema, anything which is a machal behema, is not subject to the issur of kosher. That means a person takes straw and he uses it to wrap something up on Shabbos, he's done no issur of kosher. So unfortunately, various pshatim why this is true. One of the pshatim they say, let me just find the reason over here, why there's no issur of kosher. They say because the food is like choshev. Yeah, the food is so choshev that we don't look at it as a yudan and malacha at all of the machal behema. The food, since the food is so choshev, a person's going to use it. He's certainly going to move out. He's not going to leave it in there in that matzav. And even though it should be for a long time, but since no person normally leaves a food like that, it hasn't got a dinner kesher shekayom. They put tomato. Let me read out Loshon. I can find it here. Sorry? It's called choshev. Even the machal behema is called choshev. Let me read out Loshon over here. The Rambam says, Dor roi lachila, since by oichlin, ein darker l'skaim la'olam, it's not a derech to eat like that, we don't consider it a choshev not. And therefore, that issa is removed. That's how I was always stating Rambam. We said already yesterday that many of you showed disagree with the Rambam, and they hold that it only applies to food items where the food item is going to crumble itself. It's got no chashivas to the food can't last. So we made the chiddik yesterday, according to the Rambam, to tie something with licorice is mutter, but to tie something up, the moshel, with celery or spring onions or things like that, where it's going to crumble up after a while, that's mutter. So according to the Rambam, licorice should be mutter. But according to everyone else, licorice should be a problem, because licorice will last for years and years without crumbling. That will be a chiddik that comes out according to that. The ma'aser, the part of the pashtus is to be machmir in this way, that you can use food for a kesher, but it has to be a food that's going to crumble after a while. Then it hasn't got the chashivus, it's got chashivus of an oichel, or it's chashivus of an oichel, which is not made l'kayomah, inbuilt in, it's not made l'kayomah, and therefore that chashivus mutter. Yeah? So then we spoke yesterday about, can you make a kesher uman on such a thing? Can you make a double knot with this thing, with this celery?
They can put it too hard with there anyways.
They can put too hard, but you might not, right, you've got a double knot over here, quite tight. It's not over here, quite tight. It's quite a tight knot. Nice, it'll hold quite well. In fact, I've got another one over here. Yeah, you're right. So you told me yesterday it was falling apart. Here, this one's much tighter, this knot. This knot is very tight. But the carrots will come out after a while. Yeah? I must say, I spoke to a certain Rob last week. He said to me, there's no problem with the kesher woman. It's not called a kesher at all. This thing is not called a kesher. And there was no problem. The problem is, I looked up in the Chai Odom, Zichro Torah Moshe, he says that even in this case, you must make a kesher uman. So I phoned up the Rav today, and I said to him, that the Maaser, I just want to say that I read in the Zichro Torah Moshe that there's a problem with a kesher uman. So he said to me, I should read him out the Loshon of the Chai Odom, which I did. So in Zichro Torah Moshe, here's the Loshon, read it out last night. Oichlin which falls apart, there's no problem at all. Avol in Ali Lulovin, that's it, to use a lulav leaf, but that's not going to crumble at all. Yeah, it lasts for years and years like that. That's like a licorice stick. What?
It's
shrivel. It opens up, it's still, you can use it. It's not going to crumble up. In dry, I've got along for a long time, for years and years, they don't crumble. So that's like a licorice stick. So he says, on that issue, you shouldn't use it. Then he finishes off, even when you're allowed to make a knot, lo yase keshe omitz v'chozik, you shouldn't make a strong knot, to have a ma'aseh omen. So the high Adam holds that you mustn't make a ma'aseh omen on this thing. So I went back to the Rav, listened to me, here's what's happening. He says, now he understands what the Chai Adam came from, actually. Because Enochem Nami, the whole Hetzer is based, that's Enishal Kayoma, it's got, since the food doesn't really last, so it's Enishal Kayoma. So you can understand it's not called a Kesher. But the Rambam shift is that there's also a problem of Kesher Umen. You mustn't make a specialized knot. So that Enochem Nami is a problem. So he said he understands where the Chai Adam came from, it makes the tack very simple. The only thing is, we spoke about, so that depends how you make the knot. Moshe, on this one over here, this is a very loose double knot. Could be a loose double knot. It's not really called a double knot. We spoke about this before with the lady's coat and everything. A double knot, which was chosh for kesher umen. But we said, if it's very loose, and the mice, if you move it around a bit, it would come apart. That, even though it's a double knot, could not be called a kesher umen. So he said, Taka, in the Hanami, it depends how tight the knot is. If it's a tight knot, you shouldn't do on Shabbos. If it's a loose, semi-loose knot, the two knots, one on top of the other, one's looser than the other, or on top is looser, then it could be it's like a mutter. So that's what comes out of mice, that's what comes out of him now, yeah? What? Yeah. He said he understands now, Taka, this Chai Adam. So he didn't know the yeah, I'm saying now he said that the mice is.
Like,
yeah, he said the mice are now, after this, he understands this thing. Very interesting thing. Yeah, the chay is chay odom. If it's tight, the chay if it's tight.
So if you
do it with cooked meat, this is cooked meat. All of this is cooked. I think you can do it with cooked meat. If you do it raw, it's very hard to do. I think you have to cook it first. That's half the problem. You have to cook it first. Otherwise, the raw one, I think, just falls apart. Yeah. It has to be cooked. It has to be steamed, pressure. I don't know. I've got to say thank you, Simcha, for the effort that you made. Pass on the good wife, Eva. Thank you very much. It's much appreciated. A lot of people work behind the scenes in this year. You know, it's very interesting. One doesn't always realise. You know, it's very nice. It's much appreciated. Not wasted. I hope it tastes nice, actually. What? I hope it tastes nice. We'll see what it tastes like. I mean, the mice, you're supposed to eat the whole thing. That's the whole thing, yeah? You eat the whole thing. You don't throw any of it. The mice, you eat the whole lot. So that's interesting. Okay, let's make a quick sikkum of Hilchos Kosher. We can, very, very tight for time. We start love right at the beginning in Hilchos Kosher with a different machlokes about what's called a kesher, yeah? What is the shear of a kesher? Got my notes mixed up here. Here, let's start from here. Yeah? We had a machlokes. What is called a kesher? So Rashi learns a kesher min ha-Torah is if it's made lo ilam v'ed, or for a very long time. A kesher, which is also with Rabbon, if it's made for a semi-long time, which means more than 7 days. Or more than a day, even according to many of the Rishonim. And what's a kesher that's mutter, according to Rashi, is under a day. Then we have the Rambam and the Rif, and they learn that besides the time, you also need a kesher umen. It has to be a professional knot. So in order to make it, this is the raisa, it has to be made for a long time, plus it's a kesher umen. For them, an Issa Rabbanon is it's made for always and it's a kesher hedyot, or it's made for a short time and it's a kesher umen. And when is it mutter? If it's made even for quite a long time, not lo'olam, it's made quite a long time, more than 7 days, but it's not a kesher umen, it's mutter l'chatchila. The Meister, we're machmir for all shitters, and therefore, generally speaking, all knots which are made for more than a day, we do not allow to be on Shabbos. That is generally the rule, and I forget, you make a kesher umen, it makes it even worse. But that's generally what we take on. Any knot which is made for one day and more is problematic, and any kesher umen that person makes, even if he intends to do it within 24 hours, is problematic. What's called a kesher umen? We spoke about also marichas, that's a big question. The Meister, we're machmir, the Ramah says, any double knot we take on already is called a kesher umen. So we have to be choshish for any double knot as a kesher umen. The only thing we said is that ladies who wear their coats and they put two knots on, but the second knot is loose. It's not tight on the first knot. So that is the remorse seems to be maker on that knot. It's not called a kesher umen. That since it's going to come undone, even though it's two knots, but since the second one is very loose, that's not called a kesher umen.
So when you undo it, it's okay.
Yes, if it's not problem to make it, there's no problem to undo it either.
If you do a double knot,
if you do a double knot, that's it. When we do a matzah, I said a double knot should be a problem to undo on Shabbos. Yeah, even if you did it for less than 24 hours, but a double knot is a kesher umen by itself is already a problem.
So Abayim is saying that I even pulled too hard.
So Abayim is saying you have no happen. Yeah, Abayim is saying that pashtus, any double knot that was made on Shabbos for the time being is a problem. But Hashem, you can't do on Shabbos. Yeah, that's the what comes out. We spoke about as well, some knots are not called a knot. The Moshe, we said in the bag, when a person ties a bag like this, puts it through here, like that, and he's got something in the bag, that knot doesn't hold it. It just pulls apart very easily. When you shake the bag, it comes apart, that's not called a knot. And that is mutter to do even for as long as you want. It's not called a kesher. Who had then we said a bow is not called a kesher at all. A person can make a bow on a girl's dress or whatever. You can make that for 24 or 46 years if you want. There's no problem. That's not called a kesher. Who had then wrapping something round something, just going round and round, that's not called a kesher. A kesher has to be a knot which is going to last. Well, we said if a person makes, the moshel, a shoelace knot, he starts off with a shoelace. The first knot you make, the chol is not a knot because it's going to open up. There's pressure against it. When you put the bow on top of that, that now gives sustenance to now that kesher at the bottom, and therefore that now becomes a knot. So you have to make it, which you can undo within 24 hours. Not kesher onan, but you have to make it that you can undo within 24 hours of making that knot.
What's between that and this food?
Food is much more good at it, because food, the Rambam says, no issa of kosher on food. So on a not on bow, l'chara, you could make. It's not called a kesher omen, so you could zecha make that on Shabbos.
So you just everything
you did now is okay? On a food? No, but you made a double knot on the food. If you look at the thing over here, you'll see it's a double knot. It's two knots, one on top of the other.
That,
it's not a bow, not a knot on bow. Yeah, it's very fancy, and I think it's very hard to do a bow on this thing. Two knots are much easier, but a knot on bow is definitely a problem, yeah. That would be, it's not a kesher omen, that's all right. So a shoelace thing would be problematic, Taki, yeah? Because that is a knot, which is now held in position.
It happens to be that a bow on top of a knot is more voluminous than a knot on top of a knot.
Is it?
Any kid who learns how to make a bow, can easily make another knot, one knot, one safety, to pull a tack.
It's hard to make me. Yeah. I mean, a bow is hard to make.
Almost make a bow.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. Yeah. It's very easy to make a double knot. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. Right. But the nice double knot or a most crucial was already a kosher omen. So we said, we spoke about putting things in the rubbish. The most, you tie a bag and you make a proper knot in the bag. Not like this. If you go like this in a dusting bag and you put it in the rubbish like I did before, that's mutter. That's not called a knot. Yeah. Yeah. If, however, you do like this, turn around, and you make a knot like this in here, the knot goes through here. That's much worse. Yeah, that's a proper knot. That overhand knot. That's a much more common thing. That's a proper knot. And we said to put that in the rubbish, even though you're not interested, lasting forever, because once it gets in the rubbish, you don't mind. Many postulants take on that it really is problematic, and therefore one should avoid doing that in Shabbos. So you can make either tie an elastic around the dustbin bag. Or you can make just what I did before, the normal simple knot, like a shoelace knot, on top of your dustbin bag, a shoelace knot, without the bow, and then put it in the rubbish. You put, take it like that to the rubbish, put it in there, that'll be alright. There's nothing wrong with doing that, yeah? That'll be okay. That's another way of doing rubbish. Then we spoke about ties. So we said there's two sorts of ties. I'm not going into all the details now, but we said there's two sorts of ties that there are when you make a tie. One sort of ties when you make it is that after you undo it, and you pull one end out from the other, if you pull it, the whole tie just falls apart. There's no knots at all left in the tie at all. You've got a complete free tie. I've got one here to show. This is the easiest one. This is this tie over here. Take this out. When you pull it, it just comes completely falls apart, the whole thing. There's no knot left whatsoever. That is not called a kesher at all, according to most poskim. And we said that Levi's, you can even make that on Shabbos for as long as you want. Lo and void. Because that's not called a kesher. You're not making a knot at all. He said Rosh Shlomo Zalman is machmor. Now Rosh Shlomo Zalman holds that it's like a shoelace. He says the chiddush is called like a shoelace knot. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman said one should have in mind to undo it within 24 hours. But most poskim take on that knot is nothing. That's number one. Then we spoke about the Windsor knot, which was okay. But the Windsor knot there, that knot over there was when you finished, you were left with a knot still in the side. After you undid it, you were left still with a knot in here. That was how it was done. As you undid it, you were left with a knot on one side of the thin piece. That, the postulum says, is called a kesher. The Meister, they say, it's not a kesher omen, it's not called a kesher omen, it's called a kesher hedget. And therefore, you're allowed to make this Windsor knot on Shabbos, but you should have in mind to undo it within 24 hours. Yeah, that was the difference we said between the two sorts of knots. You can make both knots. The first knot you can make, low and wide, really, pashtus, according to most postulum. The second knot you can make, but you should have in mind to undo it within 24 hours. That was another thing we spoke about. What else did we spoke about? We spoke about tie knots, yeah. Then we spoke about bag ties. Lots of interesting bag ties. So we said that bag ties, is a question, not really so much of knotting in itself, but it could be a shaila of pasel chavolim, making string. There's an issa to make rope on Shabbos, where you take strands of string, which are very thin, and you twine them together to make them into a rope. Many poskim seem to take on that a bag tie, when you wrap something up with a bag tie, you wrap it up a few times with a bag tie, that is the equivalent of making string. You've made it into one long, one piece, and there was a chiddush to mice at any time, that's called making string. They say it's not a kesher omen, it's not mamish like making string. Someone makes string on Shabbos, it's chayav chatos, it's chayav mamish on the Torah. But that's because it's a proper kesher, it holds mamish together. This is not mamish like a kesher omen. They say it's got a din like a shoelace, it's got a din like a kesher hediot, and therefore you can use a bag tie on Shabbos if you have to, but you should undo it within 24 hours. Who are din, if you got in the freezer something, which there often the freezer has been made more than 24 hours, it's been there for a while, so then to undo that could be problematic, because since that was made more than 24 hours, to undo it is problematic. So what you have to do is either slip it off or rip the bag. Or we said another eight says, when you put them in the freezer, just wrap it round and round and round. Don't twine it together to make a knot. Just wrap it round and round, like do a garter around you. That is okay to do. That's not called a kesher at all, that's mutter. So that would be the thing with the bag tie, yeah? Others hold a vosna as miyashir, but some people who do it, he says it's not mamish, you shouldn't make a big rash about people who do it. It's not mamish doing it to postal chavolim. So he wants to be miyashir. The mice, many possibly say one should ideally be machmir for this. I think it looks like from vosna also, the chatchila, it's kedai, zecha, such a thing like this to be a machmir for. What else do we spoke about? So a kesher omen, I say, is very hard to define a kesher omen. That was a big problem, what it is. I say, we are machmir kamay, every kesher, even though in the Mishnah, the Mishnah's kesher omen is very, very, very interesting knot. It's a knot which ties a ship together. It holds a ship in port. Or it's one that you put on the donkeys or the camels or whatever. It seems like it's quite a festive knot. Even so, we are choshes that come out. All our knots are kesher omen. So really, most of our knots that we are doing, we are worried about kesher omen. I say, besides, what's it called? The I don't know what it's called, the knot, which you just pull apart and everything comes apart. Slip, is it called a slip knot? Maybe a slip knot, could be a slip knot, yeah? But other than that, the mice, the overhand knot, and the simple... Plats, what? Plats the head. Is not really kosher, it could be a shadow of Oyrig, whatever. That's good for Odom. And that is really, more or less, the Hilchas knots over here, which we finished with. I'm trying to think what else we've missed out in Hilchas Kesher. I mean, what Chai is asking is a good question, actually. When I said about sometimes a person makes a knot by mistake. That comes in Hilchas Matir. It's one of the term in Hilchas Matir. In certain cases, a person makes a knot by itself, hasn't got a shade kesher. What? Yeah, that's a big hat in Hilchas Matir, that if a person makes a knot by itself, in certain cases, one's allowed to undo it. So that's really Be'ez Hashem Hilchas Kosher. Hope it's all tied in place. And Be'ez Hashem, we should move on to the next block of Hilchas Matir. Matir, hopefully.